From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush's nomination of retired federal judge Michael Mukasey to be attorney general has gotten initially positive reviews from Democrats in Congress. Mukasey, who would succeed Alberto Gonzalez, is being praised as an independent, if conservative, jurist. Most importantly for some Democrats, he is not seen as a political ally of the president. But there are questions about whether Democrats will delay confirmation hearings. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, a long-running dispute over documents may slow things down.
Democrats, who had a combative, to put it mildly, relationship with Alberto Gonzalez, said today the nomination of Michael Mukasey marked a sea change in attitude from the White House. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York, one of Gonzalez's most vociferous critics, sounded pleased with the choice of Mukasey.
We know that Judge Mukasey doesn't agree with our views on a whole lot of different issues. We know that. And that is not a game stopper. Here's how I would put the attitude of my colleagues and I on the Democratic side on the Judiciary Committee. We're open-minded and we're hopeful.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he was glad the president listened to Congress and put aside his plan to replace Gonzalez with another partisan administration insider. That was an apparent reference to Ted Olson, the former Solicitor General the president reportedly wanted for the post. Reid had said that he would do all he could to block Olson. Schumer said the choice of Mukasey, whom he recommended to the White House, was a good omen.
This selection has meaning beyond the resume of the man selected. For once, the president did not choose the path of most resistance. It gives hope that the final year and a half of this Bush administration may bring less of a go-it-alone attitude than the first six.
That's not to say the path ahead for Mukasey will be smooth. Democrats pledge to dig into his rulings and his views, especially those relating to civil liberties. Mukasey presided over some high-profile anti-terrorism cases, including the trial of the so-called blind sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman in connection with a plot to destroy New York City landmarks. Mukasey has written in defense of the USA Patriot Act and suggested the current criminal justice system was insufficient for terrorism cases. Of more immediate concern to the administration, though, is the timing of confirmation hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee has been in a long-running dispute with the White House over documents it wants regarding a number of issues, including the controversial firings of U.S. attorneys. Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont indicated on the Senate floor this afternoon that request would be leverage for confirmation hearings.
So as I told the White House last night, I stand ready to work with them in the coming weeks to get the material we need, and then once that material is available, to find an appropriate time to schedule a hearing.
The senior Republican on the committee, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, says he hopes there is no quid pro quo.
It is my hope that we will not get bogged down in preconditions on his nomination with respect to certain pending requests which the committee has outstanding to the administration.
Republicans are calling on the Judiciary Committee to begin confirmation hearings within a few weeks. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.